Tell me, man, how does it look? I mean, is the hair all in place? Huh? Oh, that's right. We're not on video. Hey, welcome to PitCast, episode 16 by PitMagazine.com. This week we've got a great show in store for you, so let's settle back and let's get our brains organized and into the mood for some great music. We're going to kick it off with my friends from Texas today, and they are Blacktop Mojo with the release of their new single, As the Lights Fade. It's been out for about a week now. This song is totally unlike anything that they've created before, to be followed by their full-length studio album, Pollen, which has an April 5th release date. As the Light Fades is a feel-good anthem and a passionate track that oozes with infectious energy of summer and young love. Blacktop Mojo's classic rock influences shine through with powerful guitar riffs, while its infamous southern grunge makes its mark in the vocals and twangy instrumentation. The origin of the song started in 2021 with a Bob Seger-style melody created by Matt Curtis and Matt James, singer and bass player, on the porch of their shared band house. In no time, it progressed into a full classic rock and roll hit, with the additions of Rob McNally, who is guitarist for Bob Seger, Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, and Luke Combs, with inspirations ranging all the way from Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Bill Withers, Stone Temple Pilots, to Bob Seger and Etta James. Blacktop Mojo's music has elements of heavy rock, grunge, soul, blues, and a little splash of southern twang. So you can check that out on thepitmagazine.com. There is a link to the song itself. There is no pre-order link for the April 5th release of Pollen, but when that comes out, I'm sure that we'll hear about it somewhere. And go to pitmagazine.com, PitCast episode 16, and check out Blacktop Mojo As Light Fades right there in the pit. Okay, and now next up in the Pit Magazine PitCast episode 16 is Jeff Fobb, who's made his name as a drummer in groundbreaking heavy metal bands such as Black Label Society, In This Moment, 6AM, and Filter. Jeff decided to pioneer his own sound with a debut album released in November of 2023 with Stealing Souls, which held his first radio single, You're Complete. Jeff released another single in February of this year called Hell in the Hallway. And Jeff's new single, I mean brand new, was released on Friday. It's called See No Evil. It was released on March 8th. Is a refreshingly upbeat and infectious tune that highlights his artistry in a whole new way. See No Evil combines the best of Jeff Fobb, his booming vocals, poetic lyrics, a catchy melody, and of course his masterfully powerful and precise drumming. This track is an example of what Jeff is truly capable of and showcases many of his varied artistic influences such as Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, and Led Zeppelin. Not only is Jeff Fobb known for his powerful drumming capabilities, he plays essentially every instrument on his own in his solo work, aside from contributions from Fobb's longtime friends and collaborators Brian Green and Dario Lorena. Jeff's new single, See No Evil, also showcases longtime friend and past band member Blake Bunzel from In This Moment, who's guitar playing, mixing, and producing on See No Evil. Jeff says See No Evil means sometimes it can feel like no one wants to help you. Everyone is passing you by. It feels like you'll never finish what you started. But sometimes slow and steady will get you where you want to be. So check out Jeff Fobb's new single, See No Evil, in the Pit Magazine under the Pit Magazine PitCast Episode 16 tab. And there will be a link there for you to check it out and play his music and check it. And it's a good song, kids. I see this being on the radio as well as the Blacktop Mojo song that I mentioned earlier. So check out Jeff Fobb, See No Evil, in the Pit Magazine PitCast Episode 16. All right, that was great. Next up in the Pit Magazine PitCast episode 16 is singer-songwriter Elvie Shane with his release Does Heaven Have a Creek from his transformative sophomore album Damascus, which came out April 19th of this year. Or is going to come out April 19th of this year. Excuse me. I can't read. I'm new. All right. You will be able to pre-order or pre-save or pre-add this right here in the pitmagazine.com. Written solo in the days before recording his imminent album, Does Heaven Have a Creek? Came from a question Shane once asked himself following the passing of his grandmother about what really matters. Try this again. Written solo in the days before recording his imminent album, Does Heaven Have a Creek? Came from a question Shane once asked himself following the passing of his grandmother about what really matters and what comes next. Does Heaven Have a Creek is simply the wondering mind of a believer, said Shane, a testimony of hope that heaven has a few of the simple pleasures we enjoy here on earth. Is heaven only for A-list Christians? Is there room for a prodigal good old boy from Kentucky just trying to live a decent life and be a good man? The track comes from a sixth release from Shane's sophomore album, Damascus, released April 19th. I said that before. We'll be releasing on April 19th. Excuse me. I did it twice. Third time's a charm. Trust me. Full of unflinching honesty, rooted in compassionate clarity, each track steps into the shoes of another, with Shane taking pieces of each character he's met on his path, melding them into one beautifully woven work. With a gritty yet gracious fusion of heartland rock and modern country, Kentucky native LV Shane has made his conscious decision to aim for impact with his upcoming sophomore release, Damascus, which will be released on April 19th. Got it. The dynamic project of extreme and deep empathy, sharp-edged fusion of country, rock, hip-hop, tells the deeply layered tale of Shane's journey, one that countless others struggle to navigate each day. Damascus is available for pre-order or pre-save or pre-add. You can go to thepitmagazine.com at the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 16. Click on the link and you can order it there. And you can also listen to LV Shane's Does Heaven Have a Creek right here in thepitmagazine.com, the Pitcast episode 16. And it's there's a lovely link there for it. And this is, in my opinion, it's a little off my path, but it was really quite good. I liked it a lot. And I hope that you will also enjoy it as much as I did right here. In the pit. Next up in the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 16, we welcome San Diego alt rockers Los Saints, who have released their first song Faded from their new record Certified, which is due out this summer of 2024. Faded marks the outfit's first new music since 2022's Welcome to Confusion EP. Guitarist and vocalist Angel Mariscal says, Faded is about two people being under the influence too often. It seems like a fun thing, but it's not healthy. You see how bad it is in retrospect. Los Saints pours out all of their experiences and feelings into a vibrant mosaic of indie, alternative, and rock. They piece together memories and mantras in the form of gauzy melodies, fuzzy guitars, and dusty rhythmic grooves. Co-founded by cousins Angel Mariscal on vocals and guitar, and Emiliano Garcia on drums, as well as Gianluca Esposito on guitar. The group have quietly buzzed out of the sleepy border town of Chula Vista, California, with sold-out shows and acclaim. Following the recording of Certified, Los Saints also has grown into a five-piece ensemble with the addition of new members Greg Ortega on bass and George Vasquez on lead guitar. Faded hinges on the bold bass line and a punchy drum groove. Guitars glow beneath a hazy and hypnotic vocal plea, I don't want to look at you when you're faded. Hey, check out this song in the pit in episode 16. I dig it because the opening bass riff with the drums is really super catchy, and if they played that the entire song, it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. So it's really good. Go to the Pit Magazine episode 16 Pitcast and check out Los Saints Faded right there or on your favorite streaming service. But I prefer you to listen to it right here in the pit because, you know, it is here in front of you. Look at that. I forgot to turn on my mic again. I've been talking to myself for 2 seconds. That's new. We're not. The Pit Magazine Pitcast introduces Insanity Alert from the Powered Slopes of Austria with their new single, Beerless Fiesta, from their upcoming record, Moshemian Thrashity, due out on May 17th. All too often, the world can feel so dark and heavy that everyone seems to have lost their collective minds. But Insanity Alert are hell-bent on partying like there's no tomorrow. Their undying allegiance to 80s crossover thrash is only rivaled by their craving for a juicy mosh burger and an ice-cold 666 pack. Moshemian Thrashity puts a fun, frothy, and snot-nosed spin on four familiar classics, though the inspiration behind the lead single might surprise you. It makes sense that Insanity Alert parody Queen, Guns N' Roses, and Iron Maiden on Moshimi and Thrashity. After all, these speed freaks will go comically absurd lengths when paying homage to classics. So when the video for Beerless Fiesta opens with a faint but familiar waft of saxophone, it throws you in for a loop, like an edible that your friend swore was just regular old brownie. If this band are so much as entertaining the idea of sobriety, then you know they're battling one hell of a hangover. But their new single, Beerless Fiesta, only goes to show that Insanity Alert aren't hopping on the wagon anytime soon. So, go to the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 16. You can pre-order Moshimian Thrashity on that in that tab there on episode 16. And you can also listen to Beerless Fiesta, also in the Pitcast episode 16. And I gotta say, this was a fun song to listen to. I felt myself getting out of my chair and thrashing around like an idiot. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. Listen to Beerless Fiesta in the pit. Finally, in the Pit Magazine Pitcast is KK Priest. KK's Priest has unveiled their eerie new single, Keeper of the Graves, from the recent record, The Sinner Rides Again. The album, The Sinner Rides Again, debuted number one on U.S. Hard Music Albums chart, number three on Top New Artist Albums, and number six on Current Rock Albums. That's pretty good. Not too shabby. The Sinner Rides Again also landed number six on the end of the year of NACC Heavy Radio Art, while resulting in one of the top spun albums of the year at Metal Contraband. KK's Priest features Judas Priest album and Grammy Award winning nominated musicians KK Downing on guitar and my friend Tim Ripper Owens on vocals. He's not really my friend, but we follow each other on Twitter. I guess that makes us friends. I could be wrong. Let me know, Ripper. How about that? Anyway, they kicked off their first USA headline tour this week on March 7th in Florida. And in celebration of the tour, KK's Priest dropped the Keeper of the Graves and the Menacing Sinner Rides Again album. KK Downing says, "The Keeper of the Graves is the defender, the sentinel, and the protector of all of the dead. This ageless being, throughout many centuries, has fought many battles with marauders that seek to prey on the souls of the buried and entombed. But alas, it would be inevitable that one day the kiss of Judas would land on his lips, and the cold steel of the evil ones would thrust forward and penetrate the heart, drawing the blood of death. As the moon turns red, no one will be saved. Who will avenge the keeper of the graves? Us." That's what I say. Us. So listen, you can go to the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 16 tab, and you can you don't have to pre-order it because it's already out. You can order Sinner Rides Again, right there in the Pitcast, and you can listen to Keeper of the Graves, also in the Pitcast. And this is a hard song. I really like it. And I have to say that every song that I've mentioned today is worthy of being played somewhere on a radio, a college station. I won't mention any local stations, but I think that Insanity Alert would do well in the college station as well as Los Saints. I think that everybody else would do well in mainstream radio. I mean, I think they're that good. Anyway, that's it on there for the music portion of my podcast, the Pitcast here. So please follow the Pit Magazine on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also find the Pit Magazine on Spotify, where we have three lovely playlists where all these songs will be featured. You can listen to the Pitcast on any of your favorite streaming platforms like Amazon, Apple, Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, and many more. Or you can just sit tight and listen to it here in the pit. One thing you need to do here is that the music is provided by Abbey Noise, and the name of the song is called Night Thunder, and it's I downloaded that from upbeat.io. And please support these and other fine local and touring artists. Dig and buy their music and get some merch. Represent, people. Represent these bands and get out there and listen to them and go to their concerts and everything else. Anyway, that's it for me today, and I hope to see you again next week. See, because I'm on video. Hope to hear from you again next week. If you have anything that you'd like to hear, or if you have any comments, please visit the Pit Magazine Pitcast episode 16 and let me know. Hey, what do you think? I've tried something different in the Pitcast, and we'll see how that works out for me. So have a good day, y'all, and we'll see you in the pit.